Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I am Steve Smith Sr., and on my new podcast, Cut to It, we're talking to your favorite athletes.
The New Orleans Saints, Malcolm Jenkins.
How long did it take for you to take that first step to talk to a therapist?
My body felt like it was in fight or flight, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
iHeartRadio's number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Cut to It featuring Steve Smith Sr. on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Sweetie, and this is Love Sweetie Talks Are Wrong. Here on the Real Women Podcast, first of all, I just want to wish you all a happy new year. It is 2018. Can you believe it? I have taken a couple of weeks off. Yes, I was on hiatus because holidays. My mom was here. My mom was driving me crazy. My very Latina mom was driving me loca. I love her, but man, it is not easy having family over, even though I love having family over. But I want to start this podcast talking about one thing. Oprah freaking Winfrey. If you did not watch the Golden Globes, you know what I'm talking about anyway, because Oprah basically, she did a mic drop on the Golden Globes last night, and it's been all over social media the last 24 hours, and it's been all over the news, and it literally is a 24-hour Oprah Winfrey show right now. And what happened with Oprah? Well, she gave the most amazing speech. I literally cried, listeners. I cried because it touched me so much because I've experienced a lot of what she was talking about and all the history. And I'm sure a lot of women just, they needed to hear that. And time is up. Hashtag time is up. If y'all don't know what I mean, just search for Time is Up, Time's Up on social media so you know about this initiative that women in Hollywood have taken on, and men as well, to stop sexual assault, sexual harassment, and to really just help women in multiple industries, not just Hollywood, factory workers, migrant workers, to really have a voice and stop all the abuse that so many women undergo in every industry. I shared my Me Too story on lovesweetie.com. There's another Me Too story that I want to share, but I'm not going to share it now because I actually want to share it with the new web series that I have created that's coming in March called Latina Love Unfiltered. And it really is what it is. Latinas coming together to talk about love, sex, and relationships unfiltered. And this really started with me last year. I've been thinking about it for a really long time. I didn't really know how I was going to go about it. And then the Me Too story started, and it just drove me to share my story. And I said, man, how amazing would it be, or woman at this point, since we're talking about girl power, how amazing would it be for me to give Latinas a platform to talk about love, sex, and relationships, because there's no other platform doing that. And that's what Love Suhaiti and lovesuhaiti.com is all about. So I'm super excited to share my story, and share the story of all the women who talked about love, sex, and relationships, including their Me Too stories, because a lot of women did share their Me Too stories. And I'm going to give Latinas who are listening on social media, who follow me, an opportunity to share their stories once Latina Love Unfiltered goes live on lovesweetie.com in March. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that very soon. But going back to Oprah freaking Winfrey, my favorite quote was simple. It was simple, and it was about telling our stories, which is, again, why I really wanted to do Latina Love Unfiltered. She says, for too long, women have not been heard or believed that they dare speak the truth to the power of those men. But their time is up. Their time is up. And she said so much more. And you really just have to replay it. Go Google it. Rewatch the video. There's actually, I forgot the site, they have the transcript of the speech, and I'm moved now. I want to cry now because I feel like even in the simplest things, Even in day-to-day life, women don't speak up. Today is a perfect example of this. Nothing happened dramatic in my life, but I took an Uber, right? And the driver, the same thing happened yesterday, so it's happened twice. The driver couldn't communicate with me. It was an English language barrier. Yesterday, the guy didn't want to pick me up door to door. That was the Uber. Today was the Lyft. So I'm not knocking one. It happens all the time. But yesterday specifically, the Uber driver that I called to pick me up from this baby shower that I was in, he didn't want to just back up and from wherever he was on the street, but he wasn't in front of the location, the restaurant. He expected me to go and walk to him and go find his car. And it's like, you know, to anybody that's listening, especially men, I'd be like, so what's the big deal? The big deal is that Suhaiti from 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, Suhaiti from the past would have caved and said, okay, let me make it easy on this stranger because I don't want to ruffle feathers and I don't want drama. Let me make it easy on this guy who I'm paying a service to do exactly what he's being paid for. Let me walk over to him and find him in the cold when it's snowing. There's tons of snow, and it wasn't snowing yesterday, but there's still tons of snow on the streets. In Long Island, where I live, the streets aren't plowed very well. Sidewalks are covered with snow. It's been -0, -9, -10, and it's very slippery out. And in the past, Suhaiti Gonzalez, at Love Suhaiti on social media, the woman who talks about self-love and self-empowerment and self-esteem and standing up for yourself, wouldn't have stood up for herself because, you know, those who can't do teach. And sometimes I preach, and I don't want to come off preachy, but I know sometimes I can come off preachy, but sometimes I teach through example, and a lot of times I do teach through experience. The things that I've gone through that I maybe didn't stand up for myself in that moment, I take it in, I reflect, and then I try to learn the next time, or maybe the next time, because sometimes it takes me a couple times to learn, like a lot of us, right? To stand up for myself or do the thing that I didn't do that I should have done. So yesterday, I stood up for myself, and I said to him, I called him, and I said, I don't know where you are. He said, well, walk to me. I said, no, I'm paying you to come pick me up door to door, so that's what you're going to do. I heard myself talking, and I was like, who that girl? Who's that chica who has the balls, not even the cojones, who has the big vagina? Because that's another thing. Why does it have to be put up your pantalones or put up, you know, your cojones or have cojones? That's a man thing. Why can't it be like, yo, grab your vagina and be like, fuck you. No, time's up. I'm very riled up if you haven't noticed. I'm very riled up. Oprah freaking Winfrey. Anyway, I stood my ground and he was arguing with me over the phone. He was like, no, you have to come. You have to come here. And I'm going to have to make a U-turn. Too bad for you. Qué pena. Make a U-turn. Do whatever you got to do to pick me up. Because that's what I'm paying you for. And listen, listeners, all he had to do was back up. He backed up. I saw him back up. He literally was like 2 buildings down. And that motherfucker wanted me to walk to him when I'm paying him for me to give me door-to-door service, because that's what it is to get a taxi. It's not corner service, it's door-to-door service. I got in that car, and that motherfucker gave me the dirtiest look. And you know what? I got on my phone and started talking in English about it, because before I would talk in Spanish about it, because I wouldn't want, again, to ruffle feathers. And yo comencé en español, después dijo algo un poquito en inglés, so he knows, yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you and how rude you were and how you need to be checked by a woman, okay? Male listeners, I love you all, so I don't want you to think that this is going to be like, I know, I can't listen to Suhaiti. Let me turn it off. Suhaiti's bashing men. I'm not bashing men. There's plenty. I had the best experience right now with an Uber driver, a Lyft driver. The best experience. He was cordial. I had to give him directions of where to pick me up because it was in the back. He was super sweet. We were actually talking about this right now. We were talking about Oprah freaking Winfrey. We were talking about women standing up for themselves, and it's something, I said something to him when talking about the experience that happened to me yesterday. I said, you know, I felt like in the past, I haven't wanted to, what were the exact words that I said? I'm drawing a blank. Please be patient with me. This is live. I haven't wanted to have someone bend over backwards for me. And then I said, wait. I said to him, scratch that. The fact that I'm even using that language, bending over backwards, me having someone do what they're supposed to do because I'm paying them isn't them bending over backwards. That's just them doing what they're supposed to do. That is their job. And the fact that I even used that language before, I would just not want, you know, to make it easier on someone, or I wouldn't want someone to like bend over backwards for me. That's not somebody bending over backwards for you. That's someone doing what you're paying them to do. You know, even in a relationship, because let's talk about love. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about dating. That's what Love Sweetie Talks of Raw is about. And other things, but definitely this. In a relationship, oftentimes, I know women, including myself, who don't want to rock the boat. Who don't want to say something because they don't want to ruffle feathers. Who don't want to communicate and then choose not to communicate and bury what they feel. Because they're afraid of their partner leaving them. Arguing with them. You know, any type of drama or making them uncomfortable. You know, I, with my relationship with Boo, yes, there were times because I'm turning on a new leaf, and it wasn't because of Oprah freaking Winfrey. It's been therapy with him, and it was the holidays and reflecting, and that's why I took a hiatus, because I really wanted to take the last couple of weeks of 2017 and the first week of January to really reflect on who I am and where I want to go professionally and personally, and the type of life that I want to build for myself, for my man, for my kid and my future kid, hopefully. And it dawned on me that, yes, I was holding things in. I was suppressing things. Something would bother me, or he would, my fiance would kind of snap and be snappy and moody, and I would just like, I would take it in and not say anything because I didn't want to rock the boat any further, or because I didn't want to make him uncomfortable, or because I didn't want to like stir anything up, you know? And I think women are taught not to stir anything up, even in relationships. Like, I remember my mom suffering in silence a lot. And I think Latinas particularly tend to suffer in silence, and those who don't suffer in loudness. I think it's one extreme or the other. I think of so many women that I know, Latinas, that they are like, oh, hell no. They don't let a man say nothing, do anything that they don't feel is right, because they are so tired. They were so tired of suffering in silence, or they saw a parent, a mom, a sister, a friend suffering in silence, that they go to the extreme and they live out loud and suffer out loud to the point where that's even detrimental to a relationship. It's about balance. So that's what I've really been thinking about this year. And the end of 2017, I've also been thinking about relationships, of course, and what it is to be an individual and an independent woman in a relationship, and what that means in terms of really the type of life that you want to live and the type of relationship that you want to have. And I talk about it all the time. It's so important to know the type of relationship that you want to have and the type of life you want to build, and if the person that you're with, or the person that you're dating, or the person that you're looking for even meets that or can even build that with you and can even give you that. And me and Dave, you know, we talked about a lot of those things, but it becomes different when it's real and when things are happening, right? Like, you talk in theory, oh, because when we have kids, we're going to be these type of parents. And you're in love, and you're like, oh, because when we live together, it's going to be like this. But until you experience it, you don't really know what it's going to be. And I'm realizing that I just don't want complicated. I don't want any drama. And really, you're asking, who wants drama? Oh, a lot of people want drama. That's a pattern. That's a relationship pattern. A lot of women and men thrive on drama. They think that drama is love. They think that drama is romance. Blame Hollywood. Blame all the movies. Blame your childhood. Blame, you know, take a look at yourself and think, what is my pattern? And is my pattern me thriving on drama? My word for 2018, and I usually have a word every year to kind of set the tone, and I ask you to do the same. I have a word for my professional life, and I have a word for my love life. So let's talk about love. My word for 2018 for my love life is clarity. Why clarity? It isn't like romance. It isn't love. It isn't passion. And those things are great. clarity to me is so important in my relationship because I struggled last year and 2016 having a clear vision of where I wanted my relationship to go and a clear vision of who I was in my relationship and who I needed to be for me and for my partner and even for my son. I want to be so clear this year that me and Boo are good, that me and Boo are solid, that clear on our wedding date, clear on our plans of where we're going to move to, where we're going to buy our house, clear on our connection, clear on working together, clear on communication. I just want to be clear. So I urge you to choose a word and really keep it in the forefront of your relationship. And if you're single, choose a word and keep it in the forefront of when you're out and about trying to meet people or when you're online dating, which you all should be, because I met Boo on Plenty of Fish. Just keep your options open. And yeah, I professionally, my word is stability and security. It's twofold. Because security is not always stability. When you're secure, usually that's financial. I want stability and security. I want to feel like I'm going to wake up and I know that my money's going to be in the bank and I'm not going to be like, when's my next check coming? And in the entertainment industry, with what I do for a living and I've done for a long time, it's not always stable and it's not always secure. So I'm making moves this year to make that happen because the security and stability also affect the clarity of my relationship. And that's the thing. When you're looking at your word for the year, your love word, your relationship word, your single girl hoping to not be single anymore word, look at the other word. Look at your word for your professional life or your word in general, your general word for the year. And how do they coincide? How do they coexist? How do they live together? How do they balance each other? How do they help each other or hurt each other? Because it's all connected. The love, the sex, the money, the work, the family, it's all connected. And it could either hurt your relationship or your future relationship or you, or help your relationship or your future relationship or you. Let me tell you something. My mom being here, it helped my relationship. In the past, it has not, because we lived in a small apartment, so another body is even more cramped. And my mom takes up a lot of space. Literally because she's overweight, but also just emotionally. My mom is a very Latina in the sense that I always see this meme, Latina moms, Dominican moms, always giving you it's like a backhanded compliment. My mom's the same. Ay, tú sí te ves bonita, pero ¿por qué tú no te cortas el pelo un poquito más para que te veas más bonita? So it's like, okay, so you don't think I'm that cute. Ay, sí, ese hombre tuyo sí es bueno. Aunque a veces, tú sabes, él tiene tan mal humor. Oh, okay. And I'm not even doing a good job of explaining these backhanded compliments. But Latinos, you know what I'm talking about. Latina moms have a way of always pulling the rug from under you. Like you're floating like a balloon in the sky and they have a way to pop you and then blow you up with helium at the same time. And that usually affects my relationship in a negative way. And I know a lot of you can understand that because family really affects relationships, and if you let it, it can make you argue with your partner, it can make you want space with your partner, it can make you look at your partner in a different way because you got your family in your ear telling you things about your partner. So this time it was completely different because me and Dave just like commiserated over my mom's misery. I'm laughing at it, but it's really sad. It's sad what misery does to people. And go to lovesuhiti.com. There's an amazing story about a Latina. Her name is Cindy Rodriguez. She actually has a podcast called Morado Lens on Revolver, so check her out there too. She's talking in the story on lovesuhiti.com. It's on the homepage about being a serial monogamist and why she was a serial monogamist. And a lot of people are like, who cares? You're a serial monogamist. You like to be in relationships. That's not a big deal. Well, oftentimes people, like Jennifer Lopez, and she has admitted it, are serial monogamous because they are afraid to be alone. They love love, they're in love with love, which oftentimes forces them or coerces them, I don't even know the right word, or convinces them that the person that they're with or the next guy or woman that comes along is right or is going to fill them or complete some void or fill some void. So Jennifer Lopez has talked very candidly about that. And I know she took a break before Alex Rodriguez, even though it wasn't a really long one. But, you know, she was actually not in a serious relationship right after Casper Smart. And that usually is not J-Lo. J-Lo is literally leaving a man because she was already dating the other guy, or she, like, it was like an ex or whatever the case. Cindy talks about this as well. And she talks about how that loneliness really kind of drove her to just always be in relationships. And that loneliness could also cause people to be miserable. And she said something that I loved. She said, I want to be a single woman who isn't miserable about being a single woman. You know, she said, there's a lot of single women that I know that love being single. And I have never been that woman. I have gone to the apartment with the times, the very short times that I was single, and I have felt lonely. I want to be a single woman who goes to an empty apartment and feels liberated. And she said, like, now I enjoy Netflix and chilling alone. Now I enjoy opening a bottle of wine and drinking it while watching a favorite show. Now I enjoy, you know, doing things on my own in my apartment without feeling lonely or feeling a void. And I encourage single women who are listening to think about that, because my mom is a single woman and she's been single again for about maybe, I'll say, 5 years, because she was with someone after my father. Well, she was with my father, and then she was single for a very long time. My mom was single for maybe like 15 years. And I think a lot of Latina moms do that. Like, they become the martyrs and they live for their children. And like, no, yo no quiero hombre porque mis hijos son mi vida y mi mundo. And then some Latina moms are the complete opposite. And they're like, nah, I'm doing my thing. Kids, fend for yourselves. But I think it's funny because there's a lot of white friends that I have, or African-American friends that I have, that they'll ask me, but your mom doesn't date. I'm like, date? What the hell is dating? For my mom and for a lot of Latinas, old school Latinas, you meet a guy, you marry them. There's no dating. There's not even like a real courtship period. It's like you meet a guy through a cousin, someone you've known for a long time. They call you a couple times. And then you might not even marry them. You might just shack up with them, because in a lot of cultures, especially in the Dominican cultures, like the more modern Dominican culture, like living with someone is like, ese tu esposo. Like, people say, ¿y tu esposo? I'm like, actually, Dave is my fiance. He's not my husband. Because even though we have a kid together and we've been together 4 years and living 3 years of those 4 years together, guess what? I am married. But to Dominicans and a lot of cultures, you live with a man and you're married. That's your husband. That's your wife. So people think it's crazy. Like, I've talked to so many people that are like, your mom didn't date for 15 years. I'm like, nah, man. My mom left my dad, was single for 15 years, no dating, no nothing. Maybe like was with a guy for a year after, this younger guy who was really nice. I remember him. I remember exactly what he looks like. It's crazy how memory is. And then after that, she was single for like another 10. Because my mom left my dad when I was really young. Or yeah, I was like 12, officially 11. And then she met my aunt who passed away, my late aunt's man's brother. And literally a month later, they were living together. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And she was with him for a very long time. She was with him for, wow, like 12 years, right? But the thing is that my mom's getting older. She's going to be 70 years old. And the older she gets, the more miserable she gets. And she says she cannot. Yo no quiero hombre. Yo no quiero estar cocinando y limpiando. I'm like, you don't have to find a man that's going to make you and force you to cook and clean. And like, you can. Time's up. You can find a man that's going to romance you and court you. But it's about her mentality. And my mom's mentality is a mentality of really sadness, loneliness, and misery. Misery loves company. So when my mom was here, her energy was just draining. And another resolution, another promise to myself that I am keeping is to get rid of some of that energy. Because energy is contagious. Mindsets are contagious. If you're that girl or that guy that's like, man, this year is going to be like last year, or like, I'm so tired of being single and men are all dogs and I can't trust men and all men is one of us to fuck and all men. If you're thinking that going out there to date and to meet on or you're online, you're not going to get anything but that. And I tell my mom the same thing. You know, yes, you're single. Yes, you say you don't want to meet anybody. Fine. But you're alive, you're breathing, you have grandchildren. Instead of complaining about what you lack, and we all complain, that's something I'm working on also this year. Instead of complaining about what you lack, just be grateful about what you have and focus on how to get what you lack or what you want, right? And that's where I come in with 2018, with the words I'm choosing. That's where I come in with the energy that I want in my life. No drama. No energy suckers. Am I going to cut off my family? No. Am I going to limit the contact? Yes. As fucked up as it sounds, I am focused on being clear about where I am in my life, where I want to go, and where I am in my relationship and my little family. I am focused on developing my little family and maybe growing my little family and doing better for my family, because I think as Latinas, specifically women, we tend to be dragged into the family drama because, unlike men, a lot of men, they get married or they fall in love and they get with whoever they get with and they have children or they just whatever. They cut ties. Not like they cut ties completely, pero no están llamando a su mamá todos los días. Like, they're not the gender that's like, okay, let me always keep tabs on my family and be around and call. Besides, it's like a holiday or a birthday. As Latina women specifically, we tend to stick with our family. We fall in love and still call and go over all the time and get immersed in our family, including the drama. And I'm not saying I'm going to call my mom every day, of course. I'm Latina. That's what we do. But as soon as it turns left or there's this constant whining and complaining about the same things, my question to myself and the question I urge you all to ask yourselves whenever you're engaging with people in your family or in your relationship is, how is this making me feel and what am I getting out of this? So for me, I always thought that was selfish. Again, women oftentimes are trained and taught not to be selfish, not to ask questions, not to speak up. I thought I was being selfish by saying, you know what? This friend, this man, this family member, it's draining me. I don't really want to deal with it, so I'm going to back off. I thought that was so selfish because you're supposed to be there for the people that you love through thick and thin. And sometimes the thick means that the person's negative and dramatic. And yes, sucking your energy. But if that's the constant state that person's in, whether it's your man, your friend, your mom, you got to back the fuck up. And I'm backing the fuck up. Because I want 2018 to be positive, to be one of growth, of abundance, of stability, of security. And yes, shit's gonna happen. Shit's always happens. But I want to deal with the shit with grace. And I want to deal with the shit with courage. And I want to deal with the shit by standing up for myself. Because Oprah freaking Winfrey. Hashtag time's up. Hashtag Latina love unfiltered. Woo! All right, that's it for me. Love, Suhaiti. Here on Love, Suhaiti Talks of Raw. I said a lot. I exposed a lot. I hope that you were inspired. I hope that, that you really took some of this in and that you're looking at your year, your new year, as a way, in a way to really just have a better, more positive, more open life, however, whatever that is for you. So check me out on social media at Love Suhaiti. Also go to lovesuhaiti.com, check out all the stories. And single women, speaking to you specifically, I have a coaching class that's going to launch next week. I will be posting the official launch on social media when it is live. Hard, tentative date for it to happen. It is January 16th, where you will be able to sign up. And it really is a self-guided course. It's called Attain That Good Love, a self-guided online course with group coaching and live calls with me, where I basically help you dig in and really figure out why you are where you are in your relationship, well, being single, that is, why you choose them and you choose what your patterns are, how to break the patterns, what's your history, how to be accountable so you could attain that good love without them therapy bills, because I go to therapy and that shit ain't cheap. Again, thank you for listening at Love Sue Haiti. I'm wishing you all lots of love, lots of positivity, lots of energy, good mindset in 2018. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, and stay tuned for next week. Love Sue Haiti Talks of Rock here on the Rebel Love Podcast.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.